Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com.
So now that it's been forever in my mind, where the hell were we?
You were in a warehouse.
We were in a warehouse.
Yep. You just defeated
some bros.
Some bros, and you have captured some other bros.
And then some other bros came in.
That's what I mean. They came in and dropped their weapons because they're scared of you.
Did we open the boxes that said melons?
Yes, and they're full of spears.
So last time we met, you guys made your way to Ketchnarf, sneakily made your way into a warehouse on the wharf full of boxes marked melons. You were not fooled by these boxes marked melons.
Oldest trick in the book.
You found weapons of war. You were accosted by no good ruffians in hoods. You defeated them soundly. And as you did, the man you knew as the ambassador of the town came running in with a weapon, dropped it, quite terrified of you. And here we are.
Was this the guy that we made fire marshal?
I was going to say, I think making a fire marshal was the most important thing we did last session.
Yes. It was very important for a floating town to have a fire marshal.
Yeah, because there was a fire at Sea Parks.
Also, were we awarded momentum for the combat?
The combat, I don't think I awarded you momentum.
I don't
think
we did either, because everything is in increments of one right now.
All right. Sheet. I'm a pop... 3 momentum for everybody that combat. That was pretty fun.
Bookkeeping done.
Yeah,
my favorite part of the system. All right, got me calculate my XP. It's very difficult. It's a 2-digit number.
All right, you are in the warehouse. You have the ambassador and 2 of his goons at weapon point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not really what I was expecting to happen. You're just going to let me walk out of here, right? Or...
Ambassador.
Yeah. Maybe. Fire marshal, if you will.
Well. Right. Yes, fire marshal. Before you go, we would just like to ask you a handful of questions.
Maybe while keeping your hands where we can see them.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a reasonable request. You are disgusting villainous murderers, and there's no telling what kind of vile... treachery you are up to, so let's leave it up to you there.
That's a real mean thing to say about people who we thought were your friends here.
I would also I think he called us treacherous murderers, and
you wouldn't,
you know, we don't like to be rude around here, but disgusting scum of the earth murderers. I think we could hang that on you.
We entered a building and then were accosted as members and representatives of the government.
You say that, but I don't believe the government would do what you came here to do.
Investigate the illegal sale of weapons.
I would be hard-pressed to even believe that you are members of the government.
Hold on, I got
this. Would you like to turn this man inside out? That's a thing you can do, right?
But I've got like paperwork, I've got a badge.
And these are people that work for the government that you killed and took their things because you are a disgusting murderer.
Where did we take from them?
Badges, uniforms, it seems like.
I would again like to remind you that you are disadvantaged, sir.
Oh, well, I'm actually right now captured by 4 disgusting criminals.
What are the rules on, what I would like to do is drive the butt of my spear into his kneecap?
Well, I think what we had said, torturer's kit is probably too big. You would need a traveler's torturer's kit. I think that's what we decided on last time. So if you want to say you have a traveler's torturer's kit.
Okay. I just want to assault him.
Regibald, after hearing that, just makes a quick look at Cal and just gives him a good firm nod.
Cal nods in return and walks up to the ambassador and spins his spear to where the butt is facing the ambassador and just drives it into his kneecap.
Oof. That's smart. And I have to say, you're not really selling the not being disgusting, vile, vicious, genocidal murderers.
Cal again.
So does he, like, fall down?
Is oh, like him, Centurion. Very roughly.
Biggest dickus. I would say he's probably down on one knee at this point. He is not too pleased with this entire situation. He thought you were going into that warehouse to die.
Yeah, and he's going to lay the point against the ambassador's neck.
Do you want an extra spear? I got a whole box of them over here.
Yeah, that was part of the thing that we were going to ask you about, dear ambassador.
Still not selling that whole not being vicious, disgusting, genocidal, homicidal maniac.
Okay. I see the confusion. You're not in charge. We're doing the crime investigation, not you.
Yeah, you're doing the crime. I agree with that. You came here to kill thousands of people and
What?
Where are the thousands and thousands of people, sir?
I only see 3.
How many people died? Like 4?
4.
And like dogs, right?
I was just
they died like dogs. Yeah.
Well, I've never killed a dog, so I don't know how a dog dies. But what did you think was going to happen when you broke the dam at Kitchnarf there? Did you think thousands and thousands of people were not going to die, you disgusting maniacs?
Break what?
Yeah, the dam at Kitchnarf, when you break it open and the river floods and kills thousands of people, including this entire town?
Never heard of the dam. No, we're more concerned with the, again, smuggling of weapons in crates labeled melons.
Can I just say here, you're going to kill me. I get it. I know. Let's not lie to each other, because, we had a guy there when you made the deal.
Cal, do it again.
All right, he's going to spin it around and crack it against his elbow. My dear man, I suggest, for your own sake, that you answer the questions that are given to you and speak very little else, unless you would, in fact, like me to kill you.
You're going to let me walk out of this warehouse? I don't think you are.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't really want to kill you.
Oh, you know, I appreciate that.
I am this close to revoking your status as fire marshal.
Oh my. Well, seeing as how you're gonna destroy the town that I'm the fire marshal of, I don't know. You're with the one with the hammer. We know about her.
She's with us.
So you're telling me you weren't here to destroy the dam at Kitchnarf and destroy thousands of lives?
No, we're here to investigate what seems to be not a wild goose chase. On the behalf of the sub-governor, who we are also not a fan of, and in fact, not a fan of almost anyone we've met on this entire journey.
Well, I kind of got that when you broke my knee and my elbow. Well, I don't want you to kill my family and everyone I've ever known.
Which we're not going to do, and when if you would start working with us, we could unravel this mystery.
I don't think you understand.
Cal, hit him one more time, please.
And Cal smacks him on the other elbow.
Yikes. That is not, that's not ideal there.
How far away is this dam? We haven't seen the dam.
No, we have never heard of the dam. Wait. So do you want to tell us about the dam?
Do you want to ask your friend there who works for the sub-governor and is sent here to destroy the dam, which we were assuming you were all a part of?
She says like 4 words ever, so we'll see.
Can you tell me why you came here to kill thousands of people with your disgusting friends here?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, Hoda. Why would you do something like that?
There was one of our guys was in the room when you signed the deal, and we just assumed that you guys were here to help.
We haven't been in a room in 2 days.
Would it be possible for us to speak to the man who saw us? Because I feel he may give us more information than you.
Oh, well, he's busy at the fort right now. I assume, hopefully doing well. He's either dead or he's doing okay.
Nothing in between.
Well, either won or lost.
Won what?
The fort.
There's a battle at the fort?
It was supposed to start, I think, right after you guys left. That eye thruster is a extremely valuable piece of equipment, and anyone would love to have it, and I hope our side has it.
And Nin just kind of like looks around this room and looks at everybody, and she's like, you
would do this without me there?
Basically, whoever owns the eye thruster is doing pretty well right now, because it's, you know, about the second lens and all that.
No, we don't know any of these things because everyone we meet has either lied to us, withheld information, or seems to be a stubborn-headed fucking bumpkin shit, and I'm very tired of all of this.
Do we get the impression that he actually is lying to us? Like he's threatening us and like he knows something more, or does he legitimately believe this?
He legitimately believes it and is kind of confused that you are denying it.
Okay, so that's different than
he is basically laying on the ground with most of his extremities shattered.
How are the other two doing?
They're just kind of hanging. They don't know what the fuck's going on. They're just muscle.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
What kind of muscle? Just
like arms, leg muscles, lungs, heart.
So let's go over this one more time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There are two factions.
Yeah.
Most of them based around the two major families in the area.
Well, yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, you could say that.
Both own banks.
Yeah.
One of them is dealing in a fermented beverage made from Tectani honey.
Oh, yeah, as we've been doing for 100 years and no one really had a problem before.
Okay. And then the other one aligned with the sub-governor.
That son of a bitch, yeah.
Who built a tower.
Well, he didn't build it. It was there before he became sub-governor, but yeah.
And on this tower is a device that can see very far away and is also apparently a weapon, which we were not aware of before.
It's not a weapon, but you could, you know, it can help, and especially with a second lens, you could see all the way from the fort active with Snarf.
Okay. It is strategically advantageous.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we want it.
And Hoda here, you have good information, was sent here to destroy Witsnarf.
Well, it was a lady guff with a giant hammer.
Well, that meets the description yet.
So that does not narrow it down.
That's true. So you could see our confusion when you showed up with a lady guff with a giant hammer asking all kinds of questions.
But do you admit to hoarding weapons?
Yeah.
Do you admit to moving against an official of the Akhenoshan Empire?
Yep.
Do you understand then why we as marshals might take offense to that and want to investigate?
Did you see that we didn't believe you were actually marshals?
Do you see all the accoutrement we have? The uniforms, the helmets, the badges?
We know the special handshake.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know the special handshake.
Only proof. We do, that's the point.
Proof enough.
Yeah, I think what we have here is a funny old confusion. We're all just...
We look like ducks, we swim like ducks, we quack like ducks.
I do apologize, it's just our leader, Gordon Bombay, he told us not to trust any ducks.
That actually sounds like solid advice.
Never trust a duck.
Never trust a duck.
They're named Howard, they're right.
No Howards.
How does he feel about geese?
Oh, he fucking hates geese, and who doesn't now?
Hoda, dear, were you instructed to destroy this dam?
It was an idea floated to me, but I make no decision.
Do you still wish to destroy this dam?
Is it on fire?
It can be.
Thank you, Cal.
Dude's laying on the ground with
I have
two broken
momentum. It can be on fire in about 3 seconds.
We've already crippled the fire marshal.
Yeah.
He does nothing to prevent fire. He's useless fire marshal.
Well, it's going
to
be worse now. What am I...
You make no changes.
Okay. Hey, hold on. Just a sec. And Nin's going to walk over and be like,
"Yeah,
look, I'm sorry about all this." And she's going to try to use her newfound medicine
training. The Calvus Youth Center.
You're a doctor, right?
Something to that effect.
Right, yes.
You know
so
what?
I am a something.
We've had a misunderstanding before. I'm gonna choose to believe you. Let's start a new relationship of trust.
Okay.
Cal backs away.
Nin looks around at the corpses. Mm-hmm. Are any of the people we attacked left alive?
No.
No. Okay, I have their eyeballs in my pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But so, I'm very excited to hear that, what is it called? The thruster? That's right.
Eye thruster.
Eye thruster may actually thrust eyeballs. Also very excited that you'll do a magic trick.
Okay, so she's just going to try medicine because she now knows that there's nobody left alive to contradict her role as medic. I would like to try to perform medicine on this man. I'm sorry. And she like whips out a little pack and she's got one like long piece of gauze and nothing else. And she's just going to be like, look, this is just a misunderstanding. You're just going to have to just touch still. That is a cracked eye. Look, it's right on the thing. No, we're not going to let it roll. All right.
Natty one.
Natural one.
Okay, we're going to say...
So that's a four.
That doesn't really feel better. And I would like you to tell me the truth. Are you a doctor?
I never said I was a doctor. You said I was, which it felt nice to hear you say it.
I admit I assumed I made an ass out of you and me.
So here's how this is going to go. If you give us a little bit more information, and it is honest, yes. Cal here, our medic, will attend to your wounds.
So the guy who broke both of my legs and my arm is going to unbreak them.
And could continue to heal and wound you in almost perpetuity until you either tell me what I want to know or I grow bored.
I could try to fix you.
He does get bored pretty easily.
I am still unsure of, my dear.
I have duct tape.
Don't trust ducks.
Never trust a duck.
Now, do you think he would be able to swim?
I want us to start from a place of trust.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So perfect.
I want to tell you the truth. I wasn't much of a swimmer this morning, let alone now.
I would, honestly, later, you should maybe become a stronger swimmer if you're going to live on a floating city.
How much time have we got till this dam is supposed to go?
Well, when you decide to break the dam, you are the ones who are going to break the dam.
No, but we're not.
I can't promise that, Ridge. Every time he speaks, I get a little bit closer.
We might kill you, but not everyone.
You're mad at me, I get it.
Yes.
But breaking the dam...
That's not on the list of things
gonna
to do.
It's going
to
kill Tiktani and flood an entire valley.
It might be on my list.
We hired you for a temporary career change, Hoda. I'm going to hold you to that one.
Yeah. If you break the dam, you're helping out the sub-governor, I will tell you that.
That is a dilemma.
I do hate that man.
Yes.
Because if you kill all the Tiktani, then it's his. He can just do whatever he wants.
That's not on our list of things
to do. In fact,
to do.
The only reason we were smuggling weapons is so the Tiktani could arm themselves against the sub-governor.
Don't do that anymore, please. Because that's not great.
Well, they've been loyal Imperial friends for 100 years since the dam was built in the first place. You haven't met many Tiktani, but they've got a pretty favorable opinion of, you know, they're not citizens, but... You know, they really like the dam.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
They're not citizens.
They're not. No, they don't live in the Empire, but they're, like, friendly.
Has anyone higher than us ever talked to their leadership?
Yeah, before the sub-governor, there was a pretty... In fact, Ketchnarf was... You know, there was a reason the fort was there with the eye thruster. It really helped out with the communication and all that. When the sub-governor came in, that's when it got all, you know, not so nice.
So, let's have a round table. Does that sound nice?
I do want to tell you before this round table you have, are you on friendly terms with the sub-governor?
I dislike the man personally.
But the answer is yes.
Okay, so his army coming here, he wouldn't be wanting to kill you or anything like that.
No, he seems really impressed with us.
He seems personally flattered by our existence and... obedience, which we'll have to break.
Because if he wins, he's coming this way with an army, and that's not going to go so great for us. So that's why we're really, you know, we're hoping. In fact, the reason we took the fort is for the eye thruster. It's the only way to know who wins.
Well, I think we have two distinct things we can choose to do. Do we destroy a dam, kill thousands of innocents, and extend the provincial power of who seems to be an egomaniacal nitwit? Or do we head back and arrest him or kill him, whichever's easier?
Reg, I believe my immediate concern would be asking Hoda why we are learning this information from this idiot, as opposed to her divulging that she was hired to destroy the dam.
To be fair, I don't think we ever asked.
She says demolition. I mean, I don't know. It's knock down houses. Hoda, what do you know about this?
Have you destroyed things? It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you knew that he wanted to kill all the Tiktani.
I don't think about the Tiktani. I think about the destruction.
That seems very permanent and pertinent to the destruction. Would be like all of the people that would die.
I feel that conversation definitely was more important than our search for your seed, for example.
I still have the seed.
You did a lot of destruction in this room. It's really cool.
It was fun, yes.
If we could promise you that there'd be a lot more of that, you think maybe you could take a rain check on the dam?
There are more dams, yes.
That's good enough for me.
You promise me a bigger dam?
I can't promise the dam specifically.
Would you maybe be interested in crushing the skull of the sub-governor?
He did have beautiful eyes.
+1, +1, +1, +2.
So is it decided? Are we riding against our former, not employer, but charge?
What authority do we have to, like, broker agreements?
If you are a policeman and you find out that a mayor or a senator is guilty of, like, plotting to kill his own people, you can arrest him.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
But not only that, this is frontier. I mean, yeah. Like, this is pretty frontier. So you could kind of do what you want and no one's really going to check up on it.
Hoda feels
Our boss told us to fix this problem.
Yes.
It's just an idea. It may be the most violent at the end of the day.
Go on.
I'm listening.
I knew it. You're going to break that dam. I thought we were getting somewhere.
Do you have enough weapons here to arm all the Tiktani?
Yeah, but the whole point of arming the Tiktani is they don't want to come into Imperial lands.
Right. Okay.
They want to stay and just defend their homes. They're just trying to live their life. We were doing the right thing by helping them out.
By making drugs?
Okay. Gloom Smite. Yeah, to us, it's like crazy. It makes us feel really good. But Tiktani is just, it's just a thing they make.
Because it's spit.
Yeah. And it drives us nuts. They think it's hilarious that it does that to us.
It's like enemy. Yeah. What was the Alien Nation? That TV show where milk was the thing?
Yeah.
Or a Third Wave or something where, like, aliens made clone bodies, but salt was like cocaine to them. So they were just always eating salt. And they're like, there were guys who had part of the first wave invasion who were there to infiltrate, but they just become salt addicts and then go off the grid. And every once in a while they meet one and they were just like, dude, I know I'm here part of an invasion and I know you're here to like kill all the aliens, but can you just leave me alone so I can just like do a bunch of salt? And they're always like, okay, fine, whatever. That's weird.
In the back of a taxi.
what do they put in salt? Cigarettes?
To reach back into the heart of our podcast, though, there is a Harry Turtledove series about aliens who come here, and it's Ginger. Ginger like
drives them nuts.
Well, they have like a mating period, like season. It's only once a year, but whenever they get Ginger, they want to mate, and it just like fucks them up.
Hell so they're just Viagra all day.
Mm-hmm. What they did to domesticate chickens? It was bamboo. Every time the bamboo blossomed, like the chicken population would explode. So they're like, we're going to make more chickens.
Hell yeah. I love chicken. Josh,
so, okay. So mm-hmm. She's like, well, I think if we just arm them and then meet the sub-governor, if we could get some kind of truce on paper, he seems like a real stickler for that kind of thing.
I would disagree.
About arming them or the paper?
No, I don't think he's a stickler for anything that doesn't suit him. He's willing to kill his own charges already. He's already a criminal and a traitor.
Just about in here, he doesn't give a damn about the Tiktaton, you know, hey, damn, like what we're sitting on right now. This is the dam.
This town?
This Ketchnarf is on the dam. The Empire built this dam, so we assumed you knew about it. Do people not know about Ketchnarf?
I read a lot of books.
Yeah.
Not in any of them.
No.
So, like, in Jokat, like, people don't know about Witsnarf and what's going on in all this.
You can't get a good education in Jokat. I've never heard of a professor from Jokat who was worth anything. Jokat, anybody?
Nin's the only person who reads books, apparently. Yeah. Like,
this is, like, the worst call. They only hire liars, I think, is what they do.
That's, where do they get their gloom smite? They
don't.
Yeah, that's a very local drink.
Yeah, we'd never heard of it till we got here.
I don't want to shock anybody, but I've actually, I never even been to Torsnarf. You know, Witsnarf is kind of as far as I've ever been.
What's he look like?
He's a Tolden. He has black hair, green eyes, about 5'7".
Age?
37.
Handsome?
No.
Okay. Look, you get out of here.
Yeah.
You help us?
Yeah.
Maybe we take a weekend trip to Nifar.
Ooh, that sounds like it. That sounds fun.
Before you do that, however.
Yes.
You need to appoint a deputy fire marshal.
Oh, yeah. You cannot even for a second leave this town unguarded.
No.
Against fire.
No, yeah. You need a better infrastructure, fire prevention, honestly, in general.
And he looks back at the gate. Hey, Agmar, you want to be the deputy fire marshal, buddy? The guy's like, you want to make me the deputy fire? Woo-hoo! And he just kind of straightens up his shoulders. I thought we were going to die, and we're getting promoted over here.
And then pulls out her notepad again.
Yeah.
Does it have, like, hearts and rainbows at the bottom?
Yeah, it's Elisa Frank.
Yeah.
Little notepad. Mm-hmm. And she writes, deputy fire marshal. She goes, and she... Oh, so what's his name again? Does he have a name?
Fuck.
He had one. I don't remember.
A million years ago. Let's call him Kinner.
Kinner.
I forgot to write down his name. Yeah.
Okay, so she's about to give it to Egmar, and then she goes, nah. And she walks over to Kinner and goes, this is your job. Gives it to him.
I'm going to be the deputy fire marshal.
No, you got to give it to him.
Oh, I thought I was getting demoted because of this whole misunderstanding.
You're walking on thin ice.
Well,
I mean, not walking for a while.
Yeah, I was...
Just get you hint. Just no. You know what? And she takes it away from him, and she gives the tag. Deputy Fire Marshal, congratulations! Well, you're promoted.
Thank you. How do I become the regular Fire Marshal?
You kill him.
That's my cousin, though.
Just be the deputy for now. We'll go over this later.
Okay. You know, I was just making sure I'd never been a Fire Marshal before. And then Kinner is over there. He's like, I'm in a lot of pain. We haven't addressed that yet.
No. Hold on.
Great. The doctor is going
to... No, he stops her. Cal, you could be so kind.
You want me to fix him now?
Fix is a strong word. Alleviate, I think. Actually, does anyone have any gloom smite on them?
Yes.
Yes.
Just feed him a little bit. I think he'd feel much better.
We're just drinking now, man.
You're drinking, yes.
This day is getting better and worse and then better. Takes a slot of... Ooh. Yeah, that feels... Less like both my legs and my arm is broken.
Cal, could you show me how you would fix his limbs?
Because she gets it. She just wants to make sure you know how to do it.
He's my apprentice.
Nin, please don't lie.
Plus one, Nin. That
was Cal's solution at the moment is to just kill him and put him out of his misery. But, all right. So Cal's going to roll a medic check. That is a 6-11.
All right. I say that definitely medics him a little bit. It wasn't...
It reagents him?
Reagents him. You know, I've never been in a situation and I want to be polite. What do you say to a man who does this to you and then fixes it a little bit.
Preferably nothing.
I've been saying thank you this whole time. Now it feels stupid.
It feels rude to not even say, like, just a little bit of a thanks, you know. Do you need a hug? Is this why you're so violent?
If it'll make you feel better, you can say thank you.
Well, I will.
All right.
I'm already shipping it.
Nin, we've already had this discussion twice.
I think we're going to have to deal with it.
Nin, allow people their own emotions. Don't project.
Well, fine. But I'm still going to write it down.
The second Lisa Frank journal is...
And then Cal embraced Kenner on the ground and said, I value you. And then they smooched.
I like where this is going.
Anyway, number one, don't blow up dam. Number two, arrest sub-governor.
I do want to say we've been giving them boxes about that site for about 5 years now. This was going to pop off whether you guys showed up or not.
It's not going to pop off now.
Oh, it's been popped, and I have to
no,
say.
No, we're going to end this.
Can't unpop pop.
Once you pop, you can't stop. But we will stop.
You're going to stop the pop.
The pop stops here.
I have to tell you, the pop started when you left the fort. The sub-governor may already be under arrest.
That is very unlikely, considering they would have to make a day's journey to Witsnarf. In either way, I don't think you have the men yet.
Well, here, let me break it down a little for you, because I'm thinking I'm not going to really survive today just from injuries.
You are sufficiently reagented.
Oh, okay.
Stop being a ninny. Sorry, Nin.
I'm the most positive person here.
The fort was just one part of the uprising, if you will. There are people in Witsnarf there who were on our side, and they've already risen up.
All right, well, we're going to go check on them, make sure everything went according to plan.
Yeah.
We would like a letter telling them that we're here on your side so we could present it to them as we travel.
You could do that. Not many. Reading's not real big.
It doesn't show.
Of the Empire. We don't really learn about reading too much. Banking is numbers, but not the reading and the writing's not too much.
How exactly do you run a bank without being able to read or write very effectively? Because like I should invest with you. I feel like I would come out ahead.
I feel like Gelt would run rings around you in the contract game.
Yeah, luckily they're not. We don't have too many around here.
You should get some.
Yeah, they would cover those bases.
Hire one or two.
They then would put us out of business by doing it better?
No,
they would probably just work for you. I mean, you already have established situations. I mean, they would slowly take over and then do the things that Gelt do.
They'd probably fire you after a couple of years, yeah.
So does it sound like a good plan then?
Well, they're coming anyway. You should probably prepare.
So can I just, you know, we've been dithering. You guys, you're better at all of this than we are. Here's our plan. We take the fort. We take the eye thruster.
Yes.
We get the special lens. We wait until it's not too sunny. Because the special lens has a certain problem where if the sunlight is too bright, it'll burn the eyes out of your head. Did you know eyeballs melt?
Yes.
Yes.
Hoda knows this.
Hoda, yeah. She seems like she knew that. You put the lens in, you aim the eye thruster at Torchnarf, and you watch to see which flag goes up over the fort. If it's blue with a red fist, we leave. Quickly. If it's the Imperial flag, the sub-governor is dead. We have a party.
What's the purpose of the second lens? To see farther?
Yes.
Do you have brookies?
We don't got brookies, but we got some boats that are pretty damn faster than a brookie.
Is there any chance that we could make it there in time for this fight?
To the fort?
Yeah.
Oh. Anin, my point was, have you tried sending information via the boats?
I don't think you're getting the point of the plot here. We have people in the fort and Torchnarf. They're rising up right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is happening. It's hopefully over by now. Hopefully the sub-governor's dead. It's going to be a couple days before we get information from them if we don't get the eye thruster.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The eye thruster is the key to the information.
So,
because it's a two-day ride from Torsnarf, from Witsnarf to Ketsnarf, but the eye thruster could see it in a second.
There was no fighting when we left and got here.
Yeah, the plan was...
So that fits with what you're saying.
Yeah, you guys really threw all of our plans for a loop. We thought you were the baddies.
And then she looks at her shoulder cape.
It does have a skull on it.
Are we the baddies?
Yes. No, Cal, we're not.
Yes. Our hats have skulls on them.
If this is where the destruction is, why are we not there now?
Great point, Hoda.
I think that's a good idea. Either you're greeted by my guys, and I could,
Well, they have the eye, so they'd be able to...
They have the eye. They can't... Yeah. I can't guarantee there's going to be anyone there who could read, but I could, you could tell them I said it was okay.
You can literally stand outside your door with a thumbs up, correct?
I'll make a deal with you. If you promise to kill the sub-governor, assuming he's not already dead...
Ideally, arrest.
Oh, arrest.
I was promised his eyeballs.
And he winks. He's like, arrest him? Yeah.
We can arrest him and take his eyeballs. That those are not mutually exclusive. Is there
treason?
Yes.
Is there, a usual punishment for
that? That would be hanging, yes.
Okay.
From the neck until dead.
If you will arrest him for treason, we can take a boat to the fort.
Okay.
Maybe you could just come with us.
Yeah, it's going to be my boat. Agmar's going to have to sail because sailing really requires 2 working arms and maybe a leg even.
Hold on. Who's going to be the fire marshal while you're out of town?
Oh.
The deputy fire marshal.
That's Agmar. He's going to drive.
What's your name over there, the other man?
Hey, Ikko. He doesn't speak. he can hear.
Guys, I really hate to say this.
We could give him a bell.
We don't have a bell.
No, I hate to say this. I know he already has one.
He has two. I vote yes.
I'm proposing another chaos
point. Max 3 chaos points.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm in.
Can Ikko read and write?
You know what? Yeah, he can.
She pulls out her Lisa Frank notepad.
Ooh.
And then hands Ikko her pen.
That looks fancy.
And paper.
What?
You need this more than I do.
As she hands it over, she's reluctant to let go.
No, it's for the best.
And you can see on Ikko's face just warring emotions from mistrust to gratitude for such a lovely gift. And he nods and bows at you.
Nin nods back to him and then turns away very quickly and puts her hand to her face. And she's like, I got something in my eye.
Shut up, Ikko. We're doing something.
Regibald takes a half pip off of his collar and walks over to Nin and puts it on her collar. And he's like, you are now private first class. That display of kindness deserves a reward, Nin.
Regibald, Nin. Plus one momentum for both of you. That was a beautiful moment you shared with us.
Cal, you're already a corporal. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sir,
you got a promotion today.
Yeah,
I have, well, the 2 days ago.
I have never considered retirement more strongly than I do today.
Don't say that. Don't leave me alone with her.
Okay, I'm going to go with you.
Good.
I'm going to ask your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could ask him, because he doesn't seem to like me for some reason.
Very well.
We are going to be taking my boat. I know you guys got here on a swamp skipper, you know, river skipper like that.
Nice jumper.
My bones are shattered. It is going to be excruciating for me to make this journey with you.
Ideally.
So you can promise that, you know, if the sub-governor is still alive, he's going to be arrested.
At the very least.
At the very least.
Well, we'll attempt it.
We will take you to the fort, and we'll see. Hopefully, we'll be having some Gloom Smite or a party. I was going to say, we should
probably bring a case of Gloom Smite with us just to make sure you're comfortable.
Oh, hold on.
And yes. Nin runs out of the warehouse to go get her stash.
And as Nin runs out of the warehouse. Okay, if you look over in that corner, the smaller boxes marked melons. Those are Gloom Smite.
Yes, we'll be taking one of those.
Yeah.
Hoda just picks up a box.
Oh, are you having a good time?
Yes.
You know, you may have a promising future in law enforcement.
Does it involve destruction?
So far.
More often than not, I'm afraid. Yeah. I guess the big roadblock you might have is occasionally you might have to take someone into custody. I cannot understate the amount of brutal dismemberment that seems to be involved with the job.
I'm sold.
So Nin comes back in, huffing, sweating out of her face and hands because we've established
yes.
Carrying a very slippery case of Gloom Smite.
It's like, I got it. We're ready to go.
Everyone else take a case that's already here that we didn't have to run for. And let's get on this boat.
Yes. You see Nin's ears just droop.
Nin, those are yours. You earned those.
Yeah. Well, I sure will need them.
Yeah, we're going to get real fucked up and use the eye thruster.
I like to use a lot of thrusting.
Oh, I see. I do ask you to wipe your feet, because this boat that we're going to get in was my mother's. The only thing she left me. And I would just like you to be respectful of the premises. Agmar leads you out. You find a boat very much like the past one. It's got a red sail, and painted on the back is Ass Slapper.
It's Mama's boat.
Mama's boat. It's got big old truck nuts on it.
Yeah. Ship nuts?
Yeah, it's boat balls.
God damn it.
Another $1 billion idea out of Max today.
Kenner, I just say, your mom seems pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, she was a real nice lady there. If there was anything she loved more than ass slapping, it was a Gloom Smite. Gloom Smite, banking, and ass slapping. Okay. That was mom. So 2 hours of boat riding, where every time the boat touches the ground, Kenner screams.
This is the best boat ride we've ever had.
Completely painful for his broken legs and broken arm to be slammed around with a boat with no way of suspension or anything like that. But you do reach the fort post-haste.
What flag do we see?
You see a blue flag with a red fist. You see bodies in the city guard uniform strewn about the place.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the gate has a bunch of, like, wood and shit thrown up against it.
So, with the red fist is...
Is the sub-governor's.
Ugh.
Kenner's like, I'm a stay on the S-slapper here, you know, back up.
I feel like that's generally pretty good advice.
If you need us, just let us know and we'll be back here. It seems, our plan has gone horribly awry.
Cal, how do we want to fuck this pig?
Hold on. I think that's my job. I still have to find that seed.
Yeah, the search for the seed.
How do you know about that?
I don't know if that's
you
in her job description, sir.
We've heard about that seed.
Let me rephrase. How do you want to storm this keep? Nin, do you want to kill men in the fort?
Is this also a euphemism?
No. No, we are storming it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes I do. Okay. I do want to do that.
I suggest...
Subterfuge?
That if we can get inside first... Maybe get some information, and then kill him or her. That would be ideal.
Sounds lovely.
What time of day is it?
It is definitely past 3 o'clock.
Okay.
You will not burn your eyeballs out if you get to the eye thruster.
Would they have seen the ass slapper approaching?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Boston. We are the axe slapper approaches.
You see a Tolden walks out the top of the fence over the guard post. Hey, you were given a job by the sub-governor. You're not retreating there, are you?
No, in fact, the very opposite. We heard there was trouble at the fort, and we are here to give our assistance.
Here to give your assistance with them, those treasonous scum you got in your boat there.
Oh, no. In fact, they are under arrest. You can see one of them is gravely injured.
I see two people in a boat.
The leader of those rebels is with us, and in fact, we have arrested him.
Not only their leader, but their fire marshal as well.
What's a fire marshal?
They're in charge of stopping things from catching on fire.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a very important job.
It sounds very important.
That's why we captured him.
But your job was to go rip down the dam, so the dam's been ripped down.
That is on a timed charge. That way we wouldn't be in the vicinity when the dam fell and kill ourselves.
He's like, huh, give me a second.
Okay.
And he walks away disgusted. You see him with a couple other people. Yeah, just kind of whispering and pointing there. And then he comes back. We talked about it. We don't believe you. A lot of our friends are dead.
Oh, I can see there was a battle here. We're so sorry we weren't here on time to help.
Yeah. I do not believe that you are here to help us.
What reason would you have?
You're here.
Yes.
And your job was not to be here.
Yeah, no, our job was to investigate the presence of the Tectoni.
Listen, you guys are splitting hairs here. You work for the sub-governor.
No, we work for the Empire.
Same thing.
Hoda, make a door.
You're not going to be able to get in our door.
Are you aware that we have the authority under the Empire that you all respect so dearly to arrest you for treason and hang you if you do not let us in here?
And the sub-governor has told you that you have this authority?
No, the Emperor has.
And the Emperor. Which one?
Hot, he got you there. He's got you.
He's not wrong.
The one who currently occupies the capital.
Oh, that one, yeah. Yeah, we like him. But I'm not supposed to let anyone in.
Again, Hoda.
Go. Let's do it. Yes. Do I have to roll?
No. Just
okay.
You're Hoda.
We've seen what you roll.
You have Hoda a pocket full of eyeballs and a giant hammer. You can handle a
Hoda
door.
Hoda is very excited.
A pocket full of eyeballs and I'm wielding a big ass hammer. The Bee Gees just got way better.
Let's go on Alanis Morissette, but that's pretty good right. too. Yeah.
So she swings back her hammer and brings it down on the shitty door. Because it's shitty construction.
Yeah.
She would know.
I almost think the funnier thing she would do is walk up to it, look it up and down, look at her hammer, put it down, and then just take the pins out and push it over.
Because they put the pins on the outside. Because everyone involved in this is an idiot.
Is a fucking dumbass.
Hey, don't touch that. Don't do it.
Yeah. She's already.
So Hoda pulls the pins out of the gate door. It
maintains
falls.
Eye contact.
It falls inward. Well, damn.
Is there one of those here too?
No.
Shit.
Do you surrender?
No. You see 5 Tolden run out in just bodies all over. You see the original captain laying against the tower with a spear in his guts, totally dead. Oh. These are the survivors. We gotta protect the eye thruster.
I would like to make an intimidate check try and convince them that they are no match for this force.
They're pretty dumb.
And that they...
We've
dumb
noticed.
Men still feel fear.
Really? Because I broke 3 limbs on a guy and he just kept going.
16.
16.
To intimidate. Men, stand down. You cannot win this fight.
Okay, what about us women over here?
You as well.
Here's the thing. If we surrender to you, you get the eye thruster, and the sub-governor kills you and us.
Do we want the eye thruster?
If you don't surrender,
yes.
We kill you.
Or we kill you.
That's not going to happen.
But what if we kill you? We killed these guys, and they were pretty damn good fighters. You see the Fron forces are just...
Nin surprise round.
Nin draws her sword. So she pulls out this magical, bejeweled sword with covered in runes that she has no idea what it does, and is just so excited to have it out in public. She's whipping it out.
You see one of the guys... Dibs, I called it. You saw it. Dibs, I got, that's mine.
Hi, Dibs.
Dibs.
I would like you to kill him first, please.
Dibs.
29.
Ooh.
That was a crit, and I'm so pissed off I used it on battle order.
I did not get anywhere near a 29.
Okay, let's set up this map.
I like that the GM is now, he now lives in Witsnarf. Yeah.
This is me now, everyone. Arrayed in front of you, you see 5 Tolden. One of them has an axe, 2 with swords, and 2 marksmen mm-hmm. backing them up.
Whew.
The marksmen have their backs against the tower. They're facing you, not in very good order.
Reginald is going to move in front of Hoda and stride forward towards the Tolden with an axe and engage him in combat. Warning strike. Also, natty 20.
Crit city.
So, 7 damage.
But it hits, which is the important part.
Yes.
This one here closest to me is a female Tolden with long yellow hair. She has a short spear. The one that is on the other side with a sword is a bandaged, shirtless Tolden. You can see he's been through some shit. The male Tolden with the axe, he is just regular. And then a female Tolden with wearing a green scarf is the marksman closest to Liam, or Regibald. And the other is a male Tolden. Ow! That was like 7 hurts for me. Yeah, bastard. It is that Tolden, who has been attacked by Regibald, is shirtless. He is covered in bandages from his previous fight. Yeah, bastard, I'm gonna cleave you in twain. And I call dibs on that fancy sword over there.
All right.
And I might even like your helmet.
Take it if you can.
Oh, that's the plan. I'm gonna kill you first, though. He is gonna go ahead and take a swing. And he's going to roll in at 20 there.
back-to-back crits.
20s on 20s. Back-to-back
crits. That's going to be 6 points of damage there, right?
With an axe?
Take that, you bastard.
Okay.
These are bankers wearing uniforms, holding weapons.
He seems effective, though, because Reggie doesn't know that's a crit.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, 6. I did
3.
I did slightly more to you.
Ow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Nin is like, here we go. She's going to move up to get behind Reggie, because this is as far as she can move this turn. She's not close enough to hit him with her sword, so she puts Malediction on him, and then she casts Contagion on him. 16 to hit.
Hits.
It does 7 damage, and because it hits, she gets to pick a new target for Contagion. She picks the Tolden. Well, who does this Tolden look like? Like 20 feet away to her right?
To her right. That is the female Tolden with long yellow hair holding a short spear.
Okay. She's going to cast Contagion on her as her second Contagion ability.
Right.
9.
No, that is not hit.
Okay. She misses.
The bandaged Tolden is not looking so great.
He was looking great before, though, with all those bandages.
Well, he had his shirt off. You know, he was feeling
looking sexy.
He won his first battle. He's feeling good. The male Tolden holding a sword to the left of Regibald and Nin is going to move to Regibald and take a swing.
With the sword?
With a sword, yeah. 18.
18 is a hit.
1 point of damage. That Tolden swings, manages to hit Regibald, but kind of a glancing blow.
Regibald just flexed his shoulder. It dinged off.
So Hoda sees them kind of run in. So Hoda is going to run towards them because they had beautiful eyes. And Hoda will challenge not the shirtless male, the male with the sword. She raises her hammer for overwhelming strike. And 9.
Miss.
Oh no.
The female with long yellow hair is going to run up to Nin with her spear and is going to take a strike. 17.
That's a hit.
That would be a 4.
4 damage?
4 damage.
All right, Cal is the last one into the fray. He is going to charge up behind Reg. So after getting into position, the first thing he is going to do is cast Invigorate. on Nin.
Yes.
Boom. And create a damage shield. Cal, for the first time, is going to use his ability, the Gong of Travel, which is a scene ability, to attack the male with the short sword. He's going to spend 3 momentum.
Ooh.
All right, so that is 9, 15.
That hits.
All right. 1d12. 9 damage. And on his next turn, as a free action, he can teleport up to 4 spaces, and my next damage attack will be 10 tiers higher.
Jeez. All right. That dude's not looking so well. And next, the female marksman. She sees that Regibald seems to be in charge. He's got the shiniest helmet. She's going to take a shot.
All right.
Whipping off just a regular. It's a 5 hit.
It does not.
Her arrow goes flying by. The marksman, the male marksman on the other side, short red hair. He is going to jink 2 spaces to his right to have a better shot on Hoda. Cool. Does a 6 hit?
That would be my dodge, right?
Yes.
13? No.
They both miss. That brings it back to Regibald.
All right. So Reggie's going to shore up, look at his situation, ask Hoda to take the shot against her challenged short sword, Tolden. This is with a +1.
Hoda will. So 3, 7.
Miss. All right, the Tolden in front of Regibald is going to take a swing at him.
Okay.
With his axe.
He's, by the way, he's no longer under warning strike.
Okay. You're right in front of him. He's
all right.
Not a military mastermind.
And he's the only person within striking distance anyway.
12.
Miss.
All right. His axe swings by Regibald. Nin?
I don't think blast attacks provoke, right?
They do not.
No.
Right, okay. All right, so Nin just got hit, but got invigorated, and now there's 2 people up on her. She is going to fill her lungs with air, just a big, deep, and let it out as a punishing screech on the 2 enemies closest to her.
Which is the axe and the female Tolden.
Yes, but as a swift action, she puts malediction on the female Tolden. 13. On both.
13 on both. That is going to hit the male Tolden, but not the female Tolden.
So okay.
That one there.
And he has malediction. Takes 5 damage. And he gets pushed back 1.
Could you describe how he dies as he's being pushed back 1?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think Nin fills her lungs with air, sword at the ready. She breathes in, and this blast comes out. It just is enough to rock his world, knock him unconscious, and then he cracks his head on the ground. And also, Nin gains 5 life.
Tight.
Because her attack reduced somebody to 0.
Lifesteal.
Nope, just being a bat.
Just being a bat, yeah.
Vampiric heritage, basically.
I love that.
Just bat things.
Yeah.
Oh, you could
just
make
bat things.
Such a fun champion as an Eshran.
All right, Hoda.
So Hoda is going to do Helmet Splitter on the male with the short sword with 2 momentum. So that's all these, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So roll that. Add 4.
And 4. Yep. Oh my goodness. So 24.
nope, that hits. That hits quite very much.
Where's Helmet Splitter on there?
Oh, it's 3d10 plus a d.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Plus 6.
Plus 7. Because she is a challenge target.
That is very true.
So I'm rolling these 3 in my hand.
Plus a d6.
Okay.
And adding 7.
Okay, 27.
First off, that was an insane way to roll dice.
Yeah, just
clunk.
Mic drop.
It worked really well, better than usually when I roll, but just insane. Also, Hoda, would you like to tell us how that helmet is split? And by helmet, I mean skull.
Okay, so Hoda ran up to him. She has Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer!
And just brings the hammer up. Catches him under the chin.
Oh, you like golfing? Split the helmet from beneath.
Goal is to make the eyeballs pop in 2 different directions.
I'm going to say you hit so hard on your double strikes, the eyeballs pop out to the end of their retinas and just kind of hover in midair going wah, 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 wah,
like
wah,
from
wah.
The mask?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like she's a cartoon wolf who just saw a pretty lady?
Yes.
Okay.
So the tongue is also all
the tongue is the skull is shattered. There's teeth and
it unrolls
blood.
Like a red carpet.
Yeah.
That is Hoda's consolation prize.
Yes, Hoda.
I think you still have a free action left.
No, Swift.
Swift?
You can challenge a new target.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, she has a move action, too. She could just move up at someone else's face. Like that archer.
Yeah. Challenge that bad boy.
You know, eyeballs, tongue in the pocket. So Hoda runs up to the dude archer to challenge.
All right. And the single surviving person who is not an archer in front of Nin is just going to... She is going to swing at Nin with her short spear.
All right, let's see this. Can she hit Nin?
14.
Miss.
Hoo-hoo.
Okay, so Cal, having used the Gong of Travel on his last turn, is going to take a free action to teleport 4 spaces closer to Hoda.
Oh, I love this already.
Which should put him in range to attack the male archer with a Dazzling Ray. Since Gong of Travel was the last ability he used, his damage is 10 tiers higher on this turn. So he's going to spend another 3 momentum.
Ooh, going deep.
Dear Andrew, I love you.
19... 29.
Jesus.
And that's against dodge, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's against dodge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that hits.
Alright, so that is a Dazzling Ray that hits 10 tiers higher, which makes it a 1d12 and a d6. That is 11 damage to the archer. No, sorry, not 11. 15, because I have to add my composure. So the archer takes 15 damage from a Dazzling Ray, and Cal, having teleported forward, holds his pike out with one hand, and a explosion of golden energy blasts forward and hits the archer. So Cal will shift forward, taking his move action to put himself within striking distance with his pike of the archer.
I do want to take a timeout. That was a great turn.
It really,
that was a super nice turn. That was, in fact, that's a 2-turn setup.
Yeah,
I love that. That was amazing.
Cal, why don't you go and throw some 2 momentum on there, buddy?
Oh, damn.
That was lovely.
That is more or less my character idea come to fruition. So,
guess what? Great character.
The Thank idea you. That he Good just job. Teleports and is like, flap! And then move, I fucking dare you.
Cal is going to cast Invigorate on himself just to be safe, since we're dealing with ranged targets now. So, boom.
Dope.
I fucking love Radiance. It's it's
really good.
So dope.
We made it real, like, I know we made it really good on purpose, but it never feels overpowered. It just feels fucking tasty.
The male marksman is going to disengage one spot to get out of Hoda's face. More terrified of this teleporting golden magic man than the pig with a giant hammer, and just going to try to snap off a shot at him. 13.
Miss.
Cool. Arrow goes flying by because he's terrified. The second marksman, female marksman, is going to snap off a shot at Nin. That would be 18.
That's a hit.
All right. 4 damage.
Oh, okay. She takes no damage, but the invigorate is gone.
All right.
Whoa.
So she sees... The female marksman sees her arrow hit, and it just kind of shimmers and falls to the ground. And she's like... What the hell is going on?
Thanks, Cal!
Yeah. Hey, now, I think we're gonna die. All right, Regibald.
He's gonna take a character action and say, you can all still surrender and keep your lives.
Oh. So what do we do here? Is that, like...
Put down your weapons.
Yeah.
And you may leave here.
We may, like we might not.
You may leave here.
Like,
with
we're
your
allowed.
Throats intact.
Okay.
It's probably, I mean, just go ahead.
You just leave? We'll not follow you.
Okay. And you're not gonna kill us.
You can leave. Pinky, right now.
Pinky swear.
Nin holds out her pinky. She does have a sword in her other hand.
Yeah.
She's not dropping her sword to do the pinky.
The female Tolden holds out her pinky warily to Nin. Pinky swear.
It's a pinky swear.
Pinky, you can't break a pinky swear.
I know. Nobody knows it better than I do.
All right. They drop their weapons. It'd be really great if you didn't kill us.
Head back to your governor, your sub-governor, rather, and tell him we know what his plans were to get rid of Ketchnoff.
Yeah, there's just one problem. He's, you know, when the other guys, they rose up to, yeah, like, throw us down, and then we fought them, and we were like, we're winning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not winning anymore. You might want to check out the eye thruster there. So we're going to leave, and you pinky swore.
Hey, if I never see you again, I don't get to stab you.
Okay. If you ever saw me again, would you recognize me?
Maybe, maybe not. But if you tried to stab me, I'd stab you again.
You know, the longer that you keep
you leaving, should just leave.
The more I'm sure I'll be able to recognize you.
They're just like dust clouds in their shape.
Your voice is very unique, though.
It's really...
Plus one moment. All right. Your enemies lay dead or...
Or routed.
Routed. Good word. What would you like to do next?
Cal.
Yes, sir.
See if anyone around this area still breathes. I know it's unlikely, but I feel like it's our duty to tend to the wounded if it's possible.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I really want to see that eye thruster.
Nin, eye thruster duty. You're on it.
Yes!
Hoda, you're a demolitions expert, correct?
Correct.
Let's say you had to make something ready for defense to be not destroyed.
It is difficult with this construction, but I can do my best.
Take a survey of the fort and see if we have to defend this position, what we can do to make it passable at least. I'm going to head back to the ship, talk to the rebel commander, and see what we can do here. But good job, everyone.
Thanks.
Nin, you did a lovely job. Hoda, you are terrifying as always. Cal, without you, I would be lost.
So?
Because he holds the map.
Damn it. Does Cal need to roll to check for survivors?
Everyone in the fort is dead.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You are the only living things in the fort.
Nin is just going to beeline to that tower to try to climb up, mm-hmm, to the eye thruster. She's going to be sneaky. Should I roll for sneak?
You can roll for sneak. Everyone but you in the fort is dead. Fort.
All right,
she's going to exaggeratedly step yeah, sneak yeah. her
so
way.
So Nin is anyways. Being very aware.
You're going to sing a song to yourself.
Singing her own theme music.
Have you seen the man who knew?
Don't be suspicious.
Who knew too little?
Too little?
Yes. That's what Nin's doing. Run and try to get to the eye thruster, and she's like, I just love this thing.
As you get to the top of the tower, you see what looks like the last stand of the Fron attackers trying to take the eye thruster. You can see just dead bodies laid around the eye thruster. But it is open, ready to waiting for you to use.
Now, who killed them? They just killed them and left them?
The five that
the
you
Sinaka?
Just... Yeah. This was a battle between the Fron and the Sinaka. The Fron attacked. The Sinaka were able to beat them.
And left.
With five left.
Oh, so we fought the Sinaka.
You fought the Sinaka. They were the ones who were still the loyal to the sub-governor.
Mm-hmm. All right. So she kind of uses her foot and kicks them off the side of the eye thruster. Mm-hmm. She's like, ew, come on. Like, get out of the way. Yeah. Just making room. She's trying not to trip over anybody, so she's got to push them off the tower. She walks up to the eye thruster and sees if she can find the lens.
Yeah, the special lens is attached because the Sinaka had been using it. As she looks in, her eyes are thrust. And she looks at the fortress. There's a blue flag with a red fist flying over.
Nice.
But when she noticed the port area where you guys made all your friends doing inner dance circle, completely on fire, there are many warships in the harbor, all flying the flag of the Empire and the governor of the region.
Oh. Guys? Does Whitsnarf have a fire marshal?
Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on twitter.com/homebrewhombres.
And you can find us on instagram.com/RPG from scratch, and that's all one word. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.